this is an excellent example of the state of many of the dams across Wisconsin and the fact that they are rapidly deteriorating.
Stephanie Lindloff is standing on top of the Franklin Dam in Sheboygan County. The rural area is about 50 miles north of Milwaukee. The Franklin Dam is about two stories high and half a football field long. It was built in the 1850s to power a grist mill. But the mill is long gone, and now on its way to Lake Michigan, the Sheboygan River pours through a small hole that's slowly draining the impoundment or lake behind the dam. Stephanie Lindloff says the hole is a sign of advanced aging.
This dam in particular, not unlike a lot of dams around the state, had a gate that was boarded up, and the boards, the wooden boards, were what was holding the water back. In the end of June, the two lowermost boards cracked, and water started seeping out from the impoundment. It wasn't an emergency situation, but nonetheless, there was a break in the dam.
Lindloff is with the environmental group, the River Alliance of Wisconsin. She estimates it would cost at least $350,000 to fix the Franklin Dam. It might only take one-fourth that amount to tear it down. Besides saving money, Lindloff says removing the Franklin Dam would also make the Sheboygan River healthier.
Scientists agree that dams devastate river systems. They continue to block the natural functioning of rivers. They negatively impact water quality. They block fish migration and spawning grounds.
Lindloff says 10 miles of the Sheboygan River and river shoreline could be improved if the Franklin Dam comes out. But some people who live along the small lake are sounding off about the proposed teardown.
I mean, the dam's solid. It's built solid.
Chris Wilkins believes the Franklin Dam merely needs some repairs. She loves the small farm she has along the lake and has even taken to raising geese. Wilkins predicts that removing the dam would drastically cut the size of the lake and harm the value of her property.
It's gorgeous out here. I mean, we have all kinds of wildlife. Green herring, blue herring, our geese. I mean, there's fox and woodchucks and deer all around. It's just nature all the way.
Wilkins and several of her neighbors are trying to create a lake district. That's where local people could assess themselves a tax to raise some of the money to fix the dam. The group's leader, Don Last, says he's prepared to hike his own taxes.
It's really the only alternative we have to find the funds and possibly get matching money to restore and maintain.
But some wonder if the small number of folks in this rural township can raise enough cash. They won't get any help from the dam's owner, which is the Franklin Volunteer Fire Department. The department no longer gets its firefighting water from the lake, and fire officials say they have no money for dam repairs. A state bailout is unlikely, too. Now, if the Franklin Dam comes down, it would join about 50 other Wisconsin dams that have been removed in the last 20 years. Ohio and Pennsylvania have also taken out a sizable number of the old structures. Steve Bourne is a regional planner at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He's written nationally about dam removals. Bourne says the entire Great Lakes region can benefit as long as officials keep a check on contaminated sediments that may have built up behind the dams.
There has to be provisions for either draining the impoundment, dredging these, moving them to a safe landfill site, neutralizing them in some way, but they can't be allowed to just be dispersed throughout the system.
Bourne is an advisor to Trout Unlimited, which is another of the groups pushing for dam removals. Now, if the state and local governments go about removing dams carefully, Bourne and others will welcome the sight and sound of more free-flowing streams. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Sheboygan County, Wisconsin.